100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we remember today the pain and suffering of the cross and all that Jesus was willing to endure so we would be set free. He paid the price, such a great sacrifice, to offer us the gift of eternal life. Spirit of the living God, help us to never take it for granted. This huge gift of love that your son Jesus gave on our behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. Father, forgive us for being too busy or distracted by other things, for not fully recognizing what you freely gave us, for what you have done for us. Thank you, God, that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice we can live free. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered and that your power is everlasting. In the matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Acts, the second chapter and the 23rd verse? That's Acts, the second chapter and the 23rd verse, and I will be reading from the English Standard Version. Acts 2 and 23 states, "This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Today's topic is a definite plan. A definite plan. Acts 2 and 23 is a key verse in Peter's Pentecost sermon. It's stating that Jesus was handed over to death by God's definite plan and foreknowledge, yet crucified by lawless men, Gentiles and Romans. It reconciles divine sovereignty. Jesus' death was ordained with human responsibility. It was definitely a plan. So let's look at the details of Acts 2 and 23. It was the plan. Jesus' crucifixion was not an accident or a failure, but a planned event determined by God in advance. Your life is planned. God called you from the womb of your mother. He knew what you was going to go through. He knew how you was going to handle the trial. He knew whether or not you was going to accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord of Lords and your King of Kings. He knew everything about you. Jeremiah 29 and 11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." My God, this verse highlights God's purpose and positive intentions for all believers, offering us reassurance of a hopeful future despite of the difficulties we must face. Come on here, somebody. We still have hope in God. God is speaking in this verse, God is speaking to the Israelites through Jeremiah, promising hope while they are in Babylon captivity. God is still speaking hope. He's speaking deliverance to your situation. It may not feel good, but it's for your good. You may not understand what's going on, but he's in the midst of it all. He said, thoughts of peace and not of evil. This says that God's benevolence and his care is for all individuals. He thinks thoughts, good thoughts of peace, knowing that, hey, while you're going through what you're going through, you're still going to have his peace. Oh, my God. And an expected end. This refers to the future. You have anticipated outcome. That's why when you go into a church service, a worship experience, come with a spirit of expectation, knowing that God is going to do something for you in the midst of the worship experience, knowing God is going to meet your need, knowing God is going to heal your body. Don't come in there with a defeated mindset. Come in the midst of the worship experience or the presence of God, expecting to get something out of it. Come on here, somebody. Some interpret this phase and expected end, which has been translated as a future and a hope. So in some versions, as the meaning of this and expected end, it means it is secure. It is ordained. But look at this. It is a final outcome. Come on here, somebody. Somebody gonna get this. An expected end. I am expecting victory. I know God has something at the end. So I'm gonna follow God's plan. Whatever plan he has for my life, it is definite. And it is in my future. And the outcome is gonna be victorious. You see, the perpetrators that was among Jesus, Peter charges the Jewish audience with delivering Jesus and using lawless men, which was the Roman authorities, to kill him. I don't care what your Judas has done to you, because we all have a Judas. And they don't even know they are being used by Satan. But your Judas is pushing you to your purpose. Your Judas is pushing you to the plan of God. Come on here, somebody. Your Judas is making you pray more. Your Judas is making you fast more. Your Judas is making you strengthen your relationship with God. Come on here, somebody. You ought to tell yourself that betrayal was meant to happen. Come on here, somebody. It was meant to happen. The betrayal was in the plan of God. Ha, you did the elbow shot. My God. So the plan was fulfilling God's purpose of salvation. It was meant for my good, even though it didn't feel good. But it was definitely in the plan of God. People of God, listen to the Holy Spirit well. There was nothing random about the betrayal, about the arrest, about the trial, the crucifixion, the death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I get emotional when I just think about how Jesus died on the cross for me. He found me worthy. And not only for me, He took it upon all the sins of the people. And he knew some of them was going to reject him. But he still went up there. He hung, bled, and died for us. Can you just picture it in your mind? My God. God had already prearranged it all as a part of fulfilling his plan to bring us salvation. It may have seemed out of control and frightening to his disciples, but God pre-planned how he was going to turn that for their good and for our good. Do you ever think that a setback, a disappointment, or a betrayal has caught God off guard? No. He wouldn't have allowed it if it was going to stop your purpose. You just don't see what he is doing behind the scenes. Because what he's already planned in your future is bigger, is better, is more rewarding than you can ever imagine. When you understand this, you won't live striving. You won't live frustrated. You won't live straining or worried about nothing. You won't be even saying, how is it going to work out? You won't even be worrying about it. You would not even doubt God. But you will live from a place of peace, a place of rest. People of God, that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to rest in him. He wants us to have confidence that he is the creator. He wants you to know that it is in the plan. You have to get to the place of saying you are confident that our creator has a definite plan for us. Make it personal for you. Your job is to keep being faithful. It's to keep living with excellence and integrity. Oh, my God. To keep witnessing for Jesus. And you're going to walk into all that's already been prepared for you. Just keep honoring God. Keep doing what God has called you to do. I don't care if nobody else don't understand. They was not in the conversation that you and God had. Ooh, they are not in the plan at this moment. God will send some people in your life for a season, for a reason, and for a lesson. Because it all lined up with the plan, hey, God, for your life. Oh, my God. I thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. I feel the presence of the Lord so strong on this morning. God has sent me to tell you, don't disrupt his plan. Because everything you're going through, it is in the plan of God. Meditate on Jeremiah 29 and 11. Oh, my God. Do not detour. My God. Let us pray. Father, thank you that when things seem out of control in our lives, you have the ability to put us back on track. You have pre-planned how to turn it for our good. Father God, help us to stand firm in our faith in the times when nothing seems to make sense. Father God, we declare that we're going to keep being faithful. We're going to keep obeying your word. We're going to cry loud and spare not, O God. Keep doing the right thing, O God, and keep living from a place of peace. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And always remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up